Turns out Pharmac, the funding boost, isn't quite as dramatic as you might have first thought. $1.7 billion over 4 years, it's a lot of money, but it's not a boost. It's merely the stopgap to fill the void the previous government left behind. Without it, support to medicine apparently would have been cut. Now, the chief executive of Medicines New Zealand, Graham Jarvis, is with us on this. Graham, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Just 101 this for those of us who don't quite understand. Medicines New Zealand is different from Pharmac, obviously. What's your role in medicine generally?
So we're the industry association for the folks that bring you things like COVID vaccines and a lot of medicines that New Zealand patients have been requiring for a long period of time. So we represent all of the companies, others as well that do clinical trials and those sort of things. So
okay,
pharmaceutical companies.
$1.7 billion over 4 years. Your understanding of that is what? It's a stopgap to fill what would have been a disaster or not?
Yeah, it's the fiscal cliffs and they're plural. But first, if I can just come back to one thing, because I think I heard you earlier this morning saying that the new budget's going to be $6 billion per year.
Did I get that wrong?
Yeah, it isn't. It's actually going to be 1.55. If it was $6 billion, we'd be well over the OECD average, which is about 1.4% of the GDP. The 1.55 keeps it at 0.4% at the bottom of the OECD, which is well below what we actually spend on health, which is above the OECD average at 11%. For New Zealand, it's 9% for the OECD. So, you know, it's kind of the poor country cousin. Unfortunately, it's not $6 billion; it's just 1.55.
So even at 1.5, we're at the still at the bottom, and all that we got yesterday in the 1.7 over $400+ million a year is just it's just the maintenance of what we're doing.
Yep, it's pretty much keeping us here. So we'll just have to see what they're going to do about the budget. And look, Mike, I've been on your program a number of times before. Treasury were the ones who pointed out this fiscal cliff over a couple of periods, 2022 and 2023. So they were making it very clear, hey, this funding's going to end in 2024. You've only given 2 years of guaranteed funding. And what that would have meant is it would have been a precipitous drop-off and patients would have been basically yanked off the medicines that they were on, which is just, you wouldn't do that. So I think they were just saying, look, okay, this has to be corrected. On top of that, there were other fiscal cliffs around COVID-19 vaccines and therapeutics, which haven't been factored in. And so to fill that gap, to get us back to, you know, to get Pharmac with its head above the water, that sort of corrective number has had to be added back in there. It sounds like a lot, but it's over 4 years, but that's just to keep things as they are.
Yeah, but that's $400+ million a year, which is a lot, especially in a country that doesn't have a lot of money at the moment, less than no money at the moment. The Seymour argument, I don't know if you read the piece in the Herald a couple of weeks ago, this broad-based argument, he says that you should be able to go to Cabinet and go, look, if we put $100 million into Pharmac, you're going to save $1.2 billion long-term by people not getting ill, not earning up in the ED department, etc. Do you subscribe to that? Is that sort of real? Is that where we need to go, or is it just too hard?
Well, it's really the rest of the world's gone, Mike, so let's join the club. I mean, honestly, I mean, medicines have more analysis done on them than any other expenditure in the health system, and I'd actually argue in other vote packages as well. So you can definitely show whether they're cost-effective, you can show whether they're value for money, but we don't do that across anything else. And when money is tight like it is now, I would actually argue, and of course you'd say, well, it's the Medicines New Zealand guy, but the facts speak for themselves. You know, I would argue that they are a good investment in overall in people's health, and they keep people going, and they keep them productive, and they keep them out of hospitals. So rather than kicking the can down the road, as we are doing at the moment, and allowing people to go to hospital that shouldn't need to go there with our overworked doctors, who are at a summit I was at yesterday saying exactly the same thing I'm telling you. If we give them the tools, they can make people better and productive, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there is not. Graham, appreciate your time as always. Graham Jarvis, Chief Executive of Medicines New Zealand.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.